Good morning. Welcome to Main Street United Methodist Church. May I ask you please to register your attendance in the little pads that are stuck on the sides of the pew and read it when it goes by so that you can make certain that you know the folks sitting next to you in your pew. Let us prepare our hearts for worship by singing our refrain. This coming Wednesday will be the last of the regular spring gatherings. Although there are going to be activities throughout the summer, this is the last time we'll get to be together and have fellowship together. We also have a very important program this Wednesday. I don't know whether you know it or not, but our Greenwood Rehabilitation Hospital has just won an award. And we're fortunate that we will be able to hear about the services and what the hospital is like and what they offer. If you don't need that facility at some point, I can assure you that a member of your family or one of your friends will probably need the services that Greenwood Rehabilitation Hospital will provide. So let me urge you to come and hear the program that we will hear on Wednesday. I also want to ask you to take some time to read the newsletter this week. The very first section on From the Cluttered Desk is a very important section because we're going to be changing our radio ministry and we would like to get input from the congregation because we're going to have to change time. We're not going to be able to use the 11 o'clock hour. So please read it carefully and then either get on your internet online and give us some feedback about which time you think is best or call the church office to let them know if you don't want to mess with the internet. Main Streeters will be going to the Iris Gardens in Sumter on May the 29th, so please get in touch with Zella Williams or the church office to let them know whether you would be interested in participating in that event. And then Living Well South Carolina will begin on Tuesday, May the 19th from 6 to 8. Please call the church if you would like to register to participate in that program. It is a very valuable program that helps us deal with chronic disease, chronic illness, or those of our loved ones and families who may be dealing with that. Also, Tuesday night at 5:30, we have a wonderful opportunity to hear from Major Kevin Falal, who is from the Greenwood Police Department. He will be talking about working with teenagers and the wonderful things that he's been able to accomplish with the Greenwood teenagers. Please come and hear him and support the men's club. Thank you very much. Let us now continue with our worship.
Please stand for our call to worship. Come, all who are born of God, abide in the love revealed in Jesus Christ.
Calls us friends. We are here in obedience to Christ. Amen.
Remember God's steadfast love and faithfulness. Let hands and voices echo God's praise.
Our heads are adorable ones. Let our hands reflect thy serving Savior.
Sing a new song to God who does marvelous things. Obey God's commandments, which are not burdensome.
We clap our hands and sing for joy. We live by faith that conquers the world.
Please be seated, and I invite you to join me in our invocation. Come, Holy Spirit, to lift us from empty routines to the surprising joy of your love. Loosen our tongues to praise you with sincere delight. Open our hearts to trust your leading through times of difficulty and days of despair. Calm our doubts and guide us through the mires of fear. You have called us together for mutual support in a time of worship that unites our spirits. We remember that we have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Teach us to follow where Christ leads. Amen.
Hear now Psalm 89, verses 1 and 2, a psalm of God's covenant with David. I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth, I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. I declare that your steadfast love is established forever. Your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens.
Psalm 47, verses 1 through 7, a psalm of God's rule over the nations. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us, and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the shout of a sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm.
Psalm 8, a psalm of divine majesty and human dignity. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the fields, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Psalm 100, all lands are summoned to praise God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. We know the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
Lift your voice to God.
As we come to our prayer time, with several thanksgivings and some concerns I'd like to lift before you, we continue to be thankful that Rhonda McGinnis is healing and has gotten good reports. We also are lifting up our thanksgivings that Stuart and Julie Driver have a brand new baby girl, Campbell Elizabeth. All is well. As a concern, let us be in prayer for Peggy Ackerman's son at the loss of her grandson, Furman Ladson Corley, who died shortly after birth. Let us be in prayer for Hazel Bennett with an injured shoulder, Rob Roberts, who has upcoming hand surgery. For many who await test results, we pray peace, assurance, and also for Ruth Johannick, who is now recovering from some back surgery this past Friday. I want to remind you that the July principal payment on our loan is still upcoming. Please, if you have made a pledge, the earlier we can pay it, the better. And I would ask that you pray for me tomorrow against the advice of my spouse and physician. I'm going to try again the 75-mile uphill ride from Spartanburg to Marion, North Carolina. I'll be the one wearing the blue Duke University shirt, and on Channel 7 you may see me. And I had a dream that Coach Shel Dua, if I bettered my time and did it in under 5 hours, that he would pay the entire principal payment in July. It was a dream. I don't know that I'm a prophet, but we will see. But let us seriously go together to God in prayer. Holy Father, living Lord, guiding Spirit, there is so much uncertainty in the world and in our lives. We wonder, what is a sure foundation for going forward? We have said and sung and believed that you are our sure foundation. When everything else shakes loose, you are the still point of a universe in flux. We cling to you when we look around and see a world we no longer recognize. We come to you praying hope for our future and our children and our grandchildren. The plans we have made, the retirement we invested in and dreamed of no longer looks the same. Our dreams are cloudy. Our vision cannot extend with certainty too far beyond the day. Comfort us, Lord, and guide us into deeper faith and trust and into deeper discernment about how to be your children in new ways and new circumstances when change is all around us. King David wrote a prayer asking that you make him like a mountain deer, secure and unafraid, even in high places. This is our prayer as well, Lord. Give us certainty of your presence. Give us guidance as we carefully choose our way. And lead us onto paths that are secure and end in your embrace. Lord, there are families here with strife and concerns. There are people here with financial and job concerns. There are divisions that should not be. Unite us in your grace. Unite us in Christ and in our outreach to others in your name. Your church here has grown. Your church has witnessed and is finding new ways to witness with ramps and food and home repairs and prayer shawls and visits in prison and youth and children and family events and education. Lord, lead us into deeper faithfulness and truer witness, even when it costs us time and talent and treasure. You have called us to continue Jesus' ministry of reaching out and bringing in, of worship and building each other up. Lord, be with us. Comfort and sustain us, challenge us to greater heights, and give us secure steps in high places where we have not been before. Now we pray as your Son taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now let us continue our worship through the giving of our tithes, our talents, and our special gifts. Thank you. Creator God, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. We thank you for entrusting unto us enough resources for all of our needs and for every good cause. We pray your blessings upon these tithes, these returns unto your church. Bless them to continue the ministry of your Son, Jesus Christ, and to build your kingdom. Amen.
You may be seated, and we invite the children to come forward for the children's message.
Gathered around here. Have y'all noticed anything maybe a little bit different about the service this morning? Y'all noticed anything? Yes.
There's mostly been songs and psalms.
Mostly been songs and psalms. Say that 10 times fast. Can you say that 10 times fast? Songs and psalms. You're right. The service is all about songs and psalms, and the book of Psalms, did you know, was mostly written by a man named David the King, but a lot of times we don't understand that it's actually written by a lot of different people, and we look at Psalms as lots of people who have passed on a collection of their prayers, maybe their hymns or songs that they sing, and we look at it as their witness to experience God. It's their experience, and they talk about all kinds of things. They praise God. Some psalms even is the author is angry at God. And so this morning I wanted to use a book out of Psalms as a guide for our time together up front, since the service is around psalms and songs. So we're going to use a version of Psalm 19. And this may be a version that is easy for you to understand. And it's going to be our prayer, and it's going to be our message. So y'all listen for Psalm 19. Ready? Every morning the sky says, God is magnificent. And at night the stars sing, God is wonderful. Of course the sky has no voice, and the stars can't sing. But they tell the world that God is great because he made them. They are magnificent. Surely the one who made them is even more magnificent than they are. God put the sun in the sky. It rises every morning, blazing with power. God is mightier than the sun and even more wonderful. Our God is awesome. God's laws are perfect. If I obey them, I will be strong. God's laws are always right. If I obey them, I will be wise. I will always know the right thing to do. God's laws are fair. If I obey them, I will be happy. God's laws are better than gold. They're sweeter than honey. If I listen to God and do what he says, he will reward me. It's hard to always know when I'm not doing what is right, but God will show me. He will teach me how to be good. Dear God, help me not to act bad. With your help, I can be good. I will pray that everything I say and all my thoughts will make you happy. Lord, you protect me and you save me. Amen. You guys can go now.
I invite you now to stand and greet each other in the name of our risen Jesus Christ.
Psalm 46, a psalm of God's defense of his people. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow. He shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
God is our refuge and strength, a present.
Psalm 22, verses 1 through 11, a plea for deliverance from suffering. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not human, scorned by others and despised by the people. All who see me mock at me. They make mouths at me. They shake their heads. Commit your cause to the Lord. Let him deliver. Let him rescue the one in whom he delights. Yet it was you who took me from the womb. You kept me safe on my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth. And since my mother bore me, you have been my God. Do not be too far away from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help.
Psalm 86, verses 1 through 7, a prayer for help. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am devoted to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all day long. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call on you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my cry of supplication. In the day of my trouble, I call on you, for you will answer me.
Psalm 27, verses 1 through 6. Song of confidence. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord that I will seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high on a rock. Now my head is lifted above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy, and I will sing and make melody to the Lord.
Psalm 84, verses 1 through 4. The joy of worship in the temple. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praises.
Receive this blessing, the blessing of the full knowledge of the love of God the Father, the grace and forgiveness which is yours through Jesus Christ, your Savior, and the presence, even in this moment, of God the Holy Spirit to guide and give comfort. You have been blessed. Now be a blessing to others in Jesus' name. Amen.